We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachas, Siyor Adeya Chelik Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Dalid, towards the end of paragraph Gimel, the subparagraph that begins with the words Haklal. In our Likutei Halachas, it's page 148, right-hand column towards the middle. Haklal, to summarize what we've learned here now, She'ikar hachiyas su'amiti hu bebechinas lamala me'azman, that the real spiritual living is in the concept of above the concept of time, achiev shelovoy loze, which another word for that we're going to use for now is olam haba, achiev shelovoy loze. However, it's impossible for a Jew to get to that kim al yedei she'odam bo betoy chazman, unless the person goes within time, unless the person enters into zman, which is olam hazeh. Sheshom ikara hanisoyon vatsiruf shaloi, that's the main place where the person is tested and purified and put through all the different things they need to go through. Vitzorich daiko laharich yomim bozehoilam, and a Jew has to strive to live long in this world. Ki bechol yoim shechai, meaning One example of this is to be healthy, for a person not to do anything to shorten their life, chas v'shalom. If we know that there are things that the Torah tells us, chas v'shalom, shorten a person's life, a Jew is not allowed to do that. A Jew has to want and try to live as long as possible. Why? Ki b'chol yoyim shechai yoyser, v'zoich l'kadesh atzmai koroi, because the longer a person lives, every additional day that a person lives, and he's zoich to purify himself, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, azai mashlim daitoi b'chol yoyim yoyser, the person reaches more shleimus hadas, they reach new levels of das. Thereby allowing him to make better and better connections with lamala min hazman, which is the main goal. And this is the reason behind why the bris mila is done on the eighth day. Shetzorich sheyavru al havlad hanoilad shivi yemei orla. Shu b'chinas heder adas, b'chinas orlo dechafi al bris, anon in the mechassin alaynim. Because we first need that the child should go through 7 days of orla, 7 days of tumah, which is called heder adas, lack of das. While the orla is covering the bris, the das is not perfect. You know, the das is not b'shlemus. That's the orla that covers over the bris, which we said corresponds to the clouds that cover the eyes, that roimi rabsa and roimi zerta, shemishom ikara chizas hazman, and that's where time is attached to. That's where zman draws its power from the orla, from the left side, from the lack of das. V'acharkach, and after the child has gone through those 7 days, which are 7 days of lack of das, orla, all of these things. After that, daiko choitchin orla. Then specifically, we remove the orla, umavirin haksilus hachoifal amoyach, thereby removing the foolishness that's covering the brain. Umashlimin daitoi, and we achieve a level of shlemus hadas. We perfect the das. So that the child should be able to now have access to and be able to achieve that level of lamala miyazman, shehu hatachlis, which is the goal. Ki chein hadovar, because this is the way things work. Ki yefshir lehoodom lovoy lebchinas lamala miyazman, shehu shleimus hadas, at sheyavor tchila tachas hazman, shehu bchinas heder hadas. It's impossible for a Jew to be zochet to shleimus hadas without first going through a stage of heder adas, lack of das. We mentioned many times, vayi erev, vayi voiker, that the way Hashem designed the world for Klal Yisrael, first there has to be darkness before there can be a light. First there has to be a tzimtzum before there can be a harchova. V'yisnase v'yitztarev shom, and the person has to be tested and purified within zman, in that arena called zman, in olam hazeh, Ve'yizkele kadesh atzmoy koroi. And the person has to strive to be zoche, to purify himself the way he's supposed to, properly. Oz yizke al yidei hazman daiko laloi sulahi kolel bebechinas lamalan hazman. And if the person does that, then his ticket into lamala miyazman is zman. By being able to operate within this world, by being able to be lowered into this world and go through all the tests and difficult and everything. And if the person zecher is succeed here within this domain called zman, this is his ticket into Olam Haba, into Lamala Miyazman. Shezehu Bechinas Krisus Ubitul Horla. That's the concept of cutting away and eliminating the Orla. Shehu Tikkun HaBris. That's an example of Tikkun HaBris. Shehi Shleimus Hadas, which is synonymous with Shleimus Hadas, because we said the brain is affected by the Bris Kodesh. According to the degree that a person is zeichet to Tikkun HaBris, that's what determines how well their brain is functioning. Shezoichin daiko acharei sheovru shivas yomim. And again, this cutting away of the orla, this shleimus hadas, can only be achieved after first going through 7 days of zman, 7 days of oilam hazeh, 7 days of orla. Kikol hazman, because 7 days symbolizes the full spectrum of time. Kikol hazman nichlal b'shivas yemei ha-shavua, because all of time is included in that overlay, in that like prototype, in that sim of 7 days of the week. Because again, 52 weeks is a year, so many years, 7 years is a Shemitah, so many Shemitahs is a Yovel, etc., etc. But it's all based on that foundation of those 7 days. And after going through those 7 days of Arla, then it's possible to be zoicha to lamala miyazman, shu shleimus hadas, she zoichan ayidei mitzvah mila bayom hashmini, which we're zoicha to by performing the mitzvah of mila on the 8th day, shehu bechinas lamala miyazman. The 8th is always a concept of lamala miyazman, oilam haba. Where do we see that? Ki yoim hashmini hu bechinas lamala miyazman. The 8th day represents above the concept of time. Ki bayom hashmini hu bechinas bina. Almadosi, shehu lamala miyazman, lamala mishivas miyabinyan, shesham achizas hazman kiyadua. Because we know throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah that the 7 lower midos of Hashem, chesed through malchus, represent this world, the physical world. As soon as we go above chesed into bina, the 8th level, there we're into oilam haba. There we're into oilam haba, bina, lamala miyazman, above the concept of time. Interesting to note, we have an important guest with us in the Shia today, one of my Rebbe Zichron Levracha's Talmidos from years ago, many, many years ago, and maybe in her honor we'll mention a beautiful Chiddush that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld that's tied into this. It's an incredible long shot, as you'll see in a minute. The Torah says that when Avram Avinu had his Bris Milah, afterwards, on the 3rd day after the Bris Milah, when you feel the pain the most, Hashem came to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Because all the mitzvahs we learn out from Hashem. The Gemara says, just like Hashem is kind, we have to be kind. Hashem visits the sick, we have to visit the sick, etc., etc. So Hashem came to be Mavakar Chol Avram Avinu on the day that the pain was most severe. And Hashem wanted to help him out. Hashem knew how busy Avram Avinu is always with guests and everything. Hashem said, today, vacation. No guests. He's in pain. We can't deal with guests. So Hashem took the sun out of its covering, made it boiling hot outside. Nobody's walking the streets. Avram Avinu is sitting there looking at his watch. Where's my company? Where's guests? I can't live without guests. So Hashem saw his anguish, how terrible he felt at not having a guest. Hashem said, change in plan, has to have guests. And Hashem sent him those 3 guys, 3 malachim who appeared like Arabs, etc., etc., to be his guests. Now it says Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu and Hashem is speaking to him. Avram Avinu sees the 3 guests coming in the distance and Hashem says, and he says to Hashem, excuse me, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt this conversation. Something important came up. I have to attend to the guests. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what in the world is going on here? We know that, you know, he's going to go do a mitzvah. The whole purpose of mitzvahs is to get close to Hashem, right? The whole reason we do mitzvahs is to be able to receive the Shechina. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that if a person is zochah to do the mitzvah of tzitzis the right way, they're zochah to be mekabel pnei Hashechina. So here he's in the middle of receiving the Shechina. He says, excuse me, I'm going to go do a mitzvah. It seems to be upside down. The Zohar HaKadosh says, not true. Because you need to know that there are two Shechinas. There's a lower Shechina and there's an upper Shechina. Most of the mitzvahs that we do and most of the examples where we hear about tzaddikim having contact with the Shechina, with Hashem, it's the lower Shechina. That's called Rachel. That's the Malchus. The Malchus is called the lower Shechina. There's the upper Shechina that's called Leah. That's called Bina. That refers to Bina. Just like in Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have the two Heys. The last Hey represents Malchus, the lower Shechina. That first Hey represents Bina, the upper Shechina, a different league. Avram Avinu was being visited by Hashem. He was being visited by the Shechina. Which Shechina? The lower Shechina. He saw guests coming. He knew the secret that having a guest is one of those rare mitzvahs whereby a person taps into that upper Shechina, that higher Shechina. Because the Hebrew word for guest is oireach. Oireach means a guest. Hachnosas oirchim. The word oireach is oir ches, the light of the eighth level. The eighth level is Bina, which is the upper Shechina. That's why Avraham Avinu knew he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was saying, of course, this is one of the greatest privileges in the world possible, to be talking to the Shechina, to be connected to the Shechina. But I see something coming that's even higher than that. And that's having a guest. That's oireach, oirches. So that's this Bina, which is Olam Haba, which is Lamalam and Azman.